The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Father's Day is coming. It's this weekend, isn't it? So we all have to get organised for that. And chef and mindful eating coach Aisling Larkin is here with some tips for the day centred around the barbecue. Now, Aisling, we have to talk about this. Are we saying that daddy has to cook?
Absolutely.
On Father's Day.
But isn't it a treat for him? Because every man I know loves to cook at the barbecue. So let's indulge them for the day, I think.
So your present for Father's Day is that you're cooking and I'm going to give you some tips. That's going to go down well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, or we let them, you know, take on the manly part of I'll barbecue, I'll do the meat. But ultimately, and I'm not generalising, but perhaps if it was only left to the gentlemen, some of which I know, you just have a steak and a sausage on your plate and they forget that maybe bread and balsamic vinegar and olive oils and a couple of salads and all those things actually make the barbecue.
A bit of marinade.
A bit of marinade.
So what we're going to do is slide the tips across to them that you're going to give us today
Very
so that we're all going
today.
To have a lovely barbecue.
Absolutely. So we just treacle them out now for the next couple of days.
Okay, so now let's get the first thing out of the way first. Are you a charcoal barbecuer or a gas barbecuer or both?
Now, wait till I tell you. I did a little thing this weekend, right, where I worked on a hybrid barbecue. So it was gas, but it had proper coals underneath. I had to cook 120 burgers in a very quick amount of time. I was doing the Lord's work now at the weekend. But everybody came back saying, oh my God, those burgers were beautiful. Oh my God, they were gorgeous. We were getting the flame grilled because I love. So if you ask me, the flame grill, the charcoal, the char, that is it. I adore that for a barbecue. So without that, I kind of struggle a little bit. So yeah, getting that flame grilledness, getting the char of the smoke is the ideal one. I love it. But I'm also slightly impatient in that having the organisation to go and get the coals and light it and keep at it until it's lit and then let it get searing hot, let the coals kind of go grey. Sometimes the handiness of going out and flicking the switch and turning on the gas is just ideal.
But on that and the handiness, you still have to let the gas heat up, don't you?
You do.
You do not switch it on and throw your burger on straight away.
No. Minimum like 15 minutes. Just go out, turn it on, like minimum. Get it nice and hot. And then obviously the gas ones are great because, you know, you normally have kind of three rings or three, you know, temperature settings, I suppose. So you're going like you can heat it up as much as possible. And also, I suppose one of the strategies is, you know, start it on the hot, on the flame grill. Get that sear in. That's called your Maillard's reaction. That's going to get that beautiful sear on the outside, seal in the juices, get that beautiful caramelization, and then start rotating. So you're almost working from the hot heat, getting them nice and charred, and then moving them over to allow them to cook all the way through on a kind of a milder heat.
Okay, so you need a couple of different settings on your...
If you have your gas barbecue
to let across. If you have charcoal, you're moving the charcoal across, are you? So you've got
you're
one
side...
You're
moving the food across the grill.
Yeah, so you have your charcoal's burning there away and that's for getting your sear.
Yes.
And then you move them across to...
The slightly colder area.
Slightly colder
area. So if the centre heat is... If it's a circular one, the heat is like in the centre, then move everything out to the perimeters.
And tell me, do you close the lid on the barbecue?
Yes or no? I didn't at the weekend and I had my temperature probe and we checked the temperature and I didn't and the burgers were absolutely gorgeous. I think if you're doing something bigger, like you can... A really nice tip is if you're doing like big steaks, like really nice tomahawk, like a really thick steak, you can cook, and a lot of people now, purists, will like hate this, but you can cook it in the oven first, get it perfect how you like it, medium rare, beautiful, and then bring it out and just finish it if you're a bit nervy or if you're a little bit unsure.
Always a great idea with chicken wings as well, isn't it?
Yes.
To cook them off beforehand because you'll never cook those in a barbecue.
They're on
your
the
heart
bone.
Be broken.
No, they're on the bone. They're on the bone. So anything that's on the bone like that is really, really nice. You also have then your big green eggs, your Kamado Joes,
expensive big ones.
They're really, yeah. And again, they are for your aficionados. They're for your people who love it and who are going to light the coals at 9 o'clock in the morning, let dad off, play a few holes of golf, and then come back and put something on and let it slow cook for 6 or 8 hours. But
delicious.
I think otherwise, yeah, Get a little bit organised.
All right. So we have lots of salads that you want to tell us about, but there was a marinade, the house marinade, that I really think that we all need to learn. Just learn it.
Yeah.
I've written it down in longhand this morning to make sure that I have it in my arsenal, because you can use it for everything, can you?
Absolutely. Like, it'll work on most things. The only one thing I would say that it possibly won't work on is something like a whitefish, like a bream or a sea bass or a haddock or a cod or something like that.
But everything else.
Everything else. Everything else. Sausages, your burgers, your beef, your chicken. It's really, really nice. So olive oil, right? So think of the heat, salt, acid and fat. That's what you're trying to get in. Any dish, no matter what you do, whether it's salad or a steak off the barbecue, will taste beautiful. So 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. So soy sauce is getting in the salty, but it's also getting in that umami, that kind of slightly more depth of flavour. Apple cider vinegar or lemon juice. So that's your acid. Your garlic, your honey, your smoked paprika. Smoked paprika is a really good one for it, because it just has that little smoky hint. Not hot chili heat, but a little bit of heat.
Brings in a little bit of depth, doesn't it?
Dijon mustard, and then a little bit of dried herbs if you had them. Fresh would be beautiful, something like rosemary or thyme. The only one I don't like at all is basil. Dried basil, I think, ruins everything.
Work.
Yeah, so don't use that, but something, a little bit of thyme or rosemary, and then black pepper. And allow everything to marinate.
No additional salt because of the soy.
Exactly. Okay. So you don't need it.
And marinade for how long?
It depends on what you're doing. Like, if you've got a sturdy piece of beef, we can go overnight, you know, and absolutely something like your chicken, you could do 2 or 3 hours in advance, which would be really nice. And then you also have your yogurt marinades. So like your live natural yogurt, your Greek yogurt, something like that. You can pop in a couple of little spices if you wanted. Something really mild, a garam masala, a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of that smoked
paprika. Your basic recipe, and then you can add to it.
Absolutely.
Just with the lemon juice and chicken. If you leave that marinating for too long with lemon juice, it sort of cooks it, doesn't it?
It does. And that's what I said about the fish. That's why you couldn't put this on the fish and leave it overnight. It will almost cure the fish. So you don't want that, and then it'll just kind of go to smush and mush. So again, 2 or 3 hours for the chicken is fine.
Okay, now I want to go back a little bit to cooking our burgers and our meats and all of our different things on the heat. We're divils for being at stuff. Poking it, pushing it and turning
it. Flipping
it. I can see your face. It's like, oh, because you see it all the time, do you?
Yes. So put the meat on. Meat will tell you when it's ready to move. Like, trust the meat. If you go and pull at it, or you're trying to lift it off and it's like, you know, it's literally stuck. It's not ready. So just leave it. It will flip when it is ready to be flipped. So I would say, get your beautiful char marks, get your lovely sear, give it like 2 or 3 minutes, then flip it 2 or 3 minutes. And then depending on what you're cooking, be that it's a sausage or a burger or a chicken fillet or something like that, move it then off that intense heat if you want to, and move it over to the side. Allow it to kind of cook slowly. Bring the lid down if you want. Then if you're cooking your chicken for 15, 17 minutes, and then you can bring it back over just onto the flame for the last minute or two. Give it that beautiful sear. Let the juices come out and then transfer it onto your plate. Hit it with a little bit of sea salt when it comes off, when it's hot. Little spritz of lemon juice on top. Mm-hmm. You had a little bit of rosemary or something like that.
And stop squishing your burgers.
Now, the smash burgers, right? So smash burgers are a total thing and they're fabulous and they're done on the pan. Smash them like once. So this is not barbecue. And they're done. Burgers that go on the barbecue, they're going to fall through the racks. So make sure you have them at the depth you want, at the thickness. And I actually like a thinner burger off the barbecue, and then just flip them once and cook them.
Yeah, but don't squeeze the hell out of them and take all the juices out.
No.
Can I try that lovely salad that I'm smelling here, and it's making me hungry?
Talking of burgers, actually, before we get to the salad, there's a beautiful burger recipe, which is it's chorizo and smoked cheddar. Okay, so if I'm making burgers at home, I will use 500 grams of beef mince, 500 grams of pork mince. The difference when you add pork mince into a burger.
Yeah, pork mince is underrated and delicious.
Totally underrated.
Flavour and the juice. It's lovely.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's because it has so much more umami than the beef. So do that. If you're making
a
burger,
I'm going to tuck in now while you're talking through your burger.
So if you're doing that, I would do 500 grams of your beef, 500 grams of your pork, chorizo, tiny little bit of chorizo, chop it up, mince it up, put it in your food processor. If you don't want to use chorizo, you can use smoked paprika or a little bit of andouille. Then you can buy a block of smoked cheddar cheese in the supermarket. Grate your smoked cheddar cheese, or else cut little kind of chunks of it. Make your burger. So you're just mushing the mince together. No egg, no breadcrumbs or anything. It's pure meat. A little bit of smoked paprika in there. And then take your little bit of cheese, put it in the centre, and then squish your burger all around it, or else grate the smoked cheddar through it.
Melted.
And it melts. They are one of the most beautiful burgers you will ever taste. I love them. And your salad then is a Green Goddess potato salad.
Yeah, this is like no potato salad I've ever tasted in my life.
But it's delicious, isn't it? It's really good. So I would say if you were to have one marinade, you have your marinade. Green Goddess dressing is make it, put it in a jam jar, keep it in the fridge and just make it all summer long. So it's basically a really herby dressing, a creamy herby dressing, green. So you have in there dill, coriander, basil, parsley, chives. Okay, so it's going to cost you to buy your herbs. Fresh only, not dried. Although my sister did tell me she makes it and she only told me about a year ago. She's like, you know, I never buy fresh dill and I always sneak in dried dill and you never notice. I was like, I never. So you might get away with the dried dill. So it's that big, vibrant, bright colour. One clove of garlic, tiny little bit of anchovy, sour cream, mayonnaise, and little spritz of lemon
Absolutely
juice.
Absolutely delicious.
Oh, but put that over leaves, put it over anything, and it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Aisling, thank you so much. Aisling is on Instagram, aislinglarkin.com
That's
as well.
Aislinglarkin.ie.
.ie is the website. All of her recipes are there. Thank you so much. My thanks to you for getting in touch and for listening today. The team, Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Helena O'Toole, Dee King and Alex Russo. Research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.